Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
So I'd like to convene a regular scheduled meeting on the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. Today's date is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019, and it is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. First item on the agenda is today's agenda approval. In that regard, I would like to make a motion that so many things have changed here in the last 24 hours. So I'm going to make a motion to, one, amend the today's agenda to allow audience participation after the consent agenda. Two, allow an executive session with legal counsel pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 II, subsection that relates to litigation and or pending litigation. And this will be with counsel present via phone. And three, to defer the discussion consideration of the current ILA in deference to comments submitted by Duncan Wilson, the town of Friday Harbor, with regards to his considerations in a potential internal conflict of the text. So do I have a second for that motion?
Seconded.
Thank you, ma'am. Any discussion?
We're taking it off the table to vote on it, or can we leave a half hour just to discuss some thoughts? Or and when would we be bringing it back?
I'm going to call for a special meeting, as I see it now, in a week to a week and a half.
I'm sorry?
What's that?
I said another one. Wow.
Yeah, we're trying to set a record.
You're there. You're there.
We already set the record.
But the special session when?
Well, it has yet to be worked out. We're trying to obviously accommodate all the commissioners, but also all the commissioners to be in 2020 for their comment. And so exactly when, we don't know. We're trying to be flexible and accommodate just as many people as we can. One of the things that I've asked for is time-wise to have it at 5 o'clock to accommodate as many folks from our community as we can. So it's out there. It's going to be a really, really long meeting. We have two budgets to consider in detail, and we have at least a 45-minute executive session. So.
And what time is the executive session?
4:15.
Well, we better get going then.
So that's one of the reasons I wanted to change the public comment period to now is, one, I think a lot of folks are here. They want to hear the discussion about the ILA. And if this motion passes, that won't happen. And two, executive session, you know, it's going to be right in the middle of this meeting, and that's going to last 45 minutes minimum, if not an hour. And that's too much to ask. So end of discussion, call for vote. All those in favor of amending today's agenda, say aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Consent agenda, can I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second that. Any discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Audience participation.
You going to start with it?
Well, yeah, we changed the agenda, Sharon. A lot of things have happened, like I said earlier, in the last 24 hours, and one of which is at least a 45-minute executive session with regards to the SID. So that's top of the priority. So the gentleman to my right, okay, I'll defer you. Stand up and state your name for the record, please. And
Leslie Brennan.
Very good.
I was an EMT back in the 1990s and early 2000s.
Can you speak up? Yeah, please.
Leslie,
we got the old guys over here with hearing aids.
Up front. I'm sorry, I just don't think they're going to be able to hear you.
Sure.
Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can sit down if you want to. Sure.
I was an EMT back in the 1990s and 2000s when the AID unit, or the EMS as it's referred to now, was led by our friend and chief, Wilson, who understood very well that taxpayers' money was to be used responsibly, and he never asked for 1 cent more than what was needed to support EMS. The chief that followed didn't fit into Frank's shoes and walked and appeared to intentionally, responsibly use taxpayers' money. When asked why the hospital board would approve so many of his requests without question, the board chair at the time told me, "We never had any reason not to believe him." And this led to EMS financial debt. During the levies, combining fire and EMS into one department became a topic of conversations. The thought of merging the two might have started out to be a rescue mission for EMS, but I feel things are looking more hopeful for EMS, and I'm not entirely convinced that the merger should be necessary. With the new incoming hospital board members and the newly appointed EMS chief, I believe EMS can be successful on its own. Right now, I have faith in Carl, who will do a great job at bringing the department back on track, and the new board members all seem to be focused on keeping a better eye on reducing unnecessary spending. The CAG members spent a lot of time and consideration to ultimately recommend the merger, but had a clear conditions that were intended to include in order to have the best chance of success. It appears to me that the current board is attempting to pass something that would rush into a merger without first meeting those conditions. There are stated reasons for the merger, and one of the benefits, and one is to benefit the public and taxpayers. But without great leadership and control from the board, I apologize if it's you.
Lainey's on.
Thank you.
Lainey got it.
I canceled your call.
That's good.
I like the music part behind it.
It's Adele, by the way. Without great leadership and control from the board, who can remain mindful of whose money that they are authorizing to spend, I can't see a promise of those benefits, and without it, I see an unsuccessful and expensive outcome. Also, the merger was to provide response time and increase volunteer resources. I'm unclear how merging the two departments will improve response time or increase volunteer resources. What I see are people with different passions and reasons for volunteering in each field. There are those who want to run into burning buildings, drag heavy hoses up and down flights of stairs with a focus on fighting fires. And there are people who care and have a passion for helping someone with a medical emergency, someone who cares about a person who may be having the worst day of their lives and want to help them. I can't see an improvement in response time or volunteerism when people can become burnt out from all the cross-training and the double-duty calls while maintaining their regular paying job. Fire and EMS departments do exist, but I can't see becoming proficient in an area you have less passion or real interest in. If you're going to require volunteers to do two curriculums, you're either going to double training time or cut the quality of training in half. I would be interested to know if the volunteers are looking forward to this merger. Will they become more committed and be available if it happens? Right now, I feel that EMS can survive on its own, and that it would be a better thing for the community, taxpayers, and especially the trained volunteers who serve our community.
Thank you.
Could we have a copy of that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I can get you one.
Okay, well, you can hand that to me.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
The gentleman in the back.
Yes, my name is Jim Kinch, and I'm actually here to speak in support of the merge, which I actually thought was a done deal, and that this was going to happen. This has dragged on for several years. I think that, and now I'm hearing, we're going to delay till the new commissioners come on. Well, the new commissioners, this decision was, like I said, I assumed it had already been made. I think if we wait more time until the new commissioner's on, we're going to have the same thing. I'm sorry, I disagree with Leslie in this situation.
Sorry.
But this is not going to be a single instance of one person saying, oh, I think it's not a good idea. The back and forth of good ideas has gone on for, like I said, several years. You're all aware of that. And I think the longer it's delayed, the longer it'll just be delayed some more. So I would urge, get on with it. The community is never going to be 100% for whatever you decide. So I urge you to vote, get it done.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Sharon?
Yeah, mine's a little bit opposite of Jim's. It seems to me that in all of this rush, which doesn't make sense, because like you said, the reason you're rushing is because it's such a great opportunity and noted the how wonderful the fire people are, they're not going anywhere. So that idea for a rush about that seems a little bit, that isn't really a great reason. So the fact that you had these five citizens spend a year studying how to do, whether or not to do integration, and if you decide to do integration, this is how you should do it. And one of the main things that they stressed was communicating with the public. And that is the biggest thing that hasn't happened. And you're going to depend on the public to get those districts, the district boundaries together. You're going to depend on them to fund this, either with renewing the EMS levy or doing a levy lid lift. And you haven't asked them at all. So all you're doing is the only power you're giving to the public is to tell you no when it comes to their turn to speak up. And so why put yourself in the position where you haven't communicated just because you're trying to rush? You have plenty of time to do this. Wait till the new guys are on, then start the public discourse, and you'll be much better off, and passing levies will be much easier, and annexing the town will be much easier. But you're just making it super hard on yourselves, and I don't understand why.
Thank you, Sharon. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am, your name?
Hi, my name's Megan Vivenzio. When my husband and I lived in Seattle, my husband was the executive director of the Seattle Firefighters Union, Local 27. During his time with the Seattle Firefighters, the Pang fires happened, which we tragically lost several firefighters that we knew. They were part of our extended family. The firefighters and medics were joined. Seattle's considered one of a model firefighter medic city in the country. And to me, it speaks to best practices. And I would say most towns and cities consider combining EMS and firefighting together as a best practice. So I would ask those of who are opposed to this merger, what do you define as best practice for separating them? Additionally, I've heard talk about, well, let's wait till the new commissioners come on board. I know in managing business projects, we always shudder to lose any employees during a big project because you lose productivity, efficiency, intellectual knowledge, all the history that's gone to making the project successful. So I know with new board members, there's going to be a ramp-up time. And to me, that's going to be very inefficient. Finally, I would speak to, this has got to be hard on our emergency responders. And having worked closely, having had them as a part of my extended family when we were in Seattle, I know the stress that they're under daily, their families, their children. This has got to add to the daily stress that they're living on pins and needles, and I think it's been going on for 3+ years. Their lives are in the balance knowing what's going to happen. To me, that's not right. So I would be in favor of making this decision soon and merging the two. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other comments?